This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark and their FS member companies. I'm Brent Barnett. The American Farm Bureau Federation believes a few recent announcements from President Biden represent progress on a number of trade issues. More coming up.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS High Soy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or high soy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and high soy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Farm Bureau officials remain hopeful that the new year will bring progress on the trade front. Dave Samuelson, American Farm Bureau Senior Congressional Relations Director, says a primary issue at the forefront is dairy trade with Canada under USMCA.
The way Canada was administering the program really wasn't allowing increases of U.S. dairy product into Canada. It was just decided that Canada wasn't administering it properly. The U.S. won the case. Canada has since said they will change the way they administer the program to allow in the required amount of U.S. dairy product, and we look for increased exports going forward into Canada.
Samuelson says the U.S. will also discuss ending tariffs on steel from the United Kingdom.
U.S. and the U.K. just announced they will be starting talks to try and get rid of those tariffs. In the fall, the U.S. and the European Union came to a deal, got rid of those tariffs, and got rid of the retaliatory tariffs on our products. So we're looking to have the same thing done with the United Kingdom, and that'll, again, create more opportunities for our products into the United Kingdom market.
Samuelson talks about recent trade progress that has been made with India.
And just a recent announcement that India would proceed with administering the proper certificates and would allow U.S. pork imports into that country. So we're very pleased that that's going forward. There's a variety of other issues to be worked on with other products that we'd like to get into that country. So several issues with India, but this is good progress.
Learn more about trade issues by visiting the American Farm Bureau's website, fb.org. I'm Brent Barnett on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters.